our communities. What was the whole point? So for Dragon underscore Con, we're the other live journal community. There's another one out there, just Dragon Con, and they're about 700 strong. Problem was, during the off season, the community they don't even talk about Dragon Con. It's really, really dominated by a lot of, like, you know, what DJ is going to be at this club this week. Someone was putting an advertisement for roommates all the time, like, I need a new roommate, help me out. Someone else would saying, hey, I'm starting a new bondage club. You want to come over to my house and stop by sometime? And after a while, it's just like, I don't care about this. This stuff is spam as far as I'm concerned. I just have no interest. And there was also a lot of flaming going on because of all this. People were always talking about, just like, I don't care about this. Please put it behind a cut. Just get it away from me. I don't care. So finally, what a couple of us decided is, let's just make a Dragon Con list for people who don't live in Atlanta. And that's, you know, more or less how we started. And we grew pretty quick. I mean, within the first couple days, we were at, you know, 25. And then we grew steadily. And now I think we started this just back in March, and now we're at 150 people. So.
151, too.
155,
right? 156. Yeah, the Yahoo Dragon Con group's been around now for like 3 years. Okay, we have a social meeting that's actually listed on the EFF every year as Wit and Wisdom of the Internet Elders. If you see that on, you wonder what that is. That's what it is. It's the social gathering for that group. And right now we've got about 350 members, and we don't get the kind of post he's talking about there. It's strictly Dragon Con stuff. What we do see a lot of posts of when it gets closer to con is, I've got a room reserved and two people have dropped out. Anybody need a room? Or, my people aren't coming and I need a room now, you know. So it's a really good place to hook up and make those kind of connections to find, like, rooms to stay in or rides even. We have people that will post. I had five people I was coming from with Kentucky, and four of them had decided not to go, and I don't have a ride. Is anybody going to come through Kentucky? Can I ride with you? I'll pay for gas, you know?
Speaking of which, does anyone know if that guy from Kansas ever got a ride? He was posting everywhere, every day.
I think that was a tentative thing.
We had one posting from Detroit that was trying to get a ride on Yahoo.
I didn't know she was like, oh yeah, I'll come pick you up or whatever.
Are you posting online?
That was the last I saw of it.
He made another post after that saying, hey, that message got deleted. Someone help me out.
That was the last thing I saw.
Okay, what groups do you mod a Dragon Con group?
I don't mod any Dragon Con groups.
Yeah, we all mod Dragon Con groups. That was the, you know.
You're still out here.
Yeah, you're still allowed here. We're not going to, like, beat you.
Yeah, and they come and join our groups, too.
Yeah, come join our groups, you know.
Okay, which the groups I'm on?
Yeah.
The groups I'm on? Okay. Gravers, which is basically dark electronic group.
Okay.
Dark electronic music. And then there's what is it now? It was ATL Goth Events, which has a long story chock full of drama, actually.
Found something to play with, huh?
Yes.
As long as I'm man, I'll always find something to play with.
Yeah, ours is just if you go to Yahoo Groups, there's one called Dragon Con Atlanta. That one is actually owned by Dragon Con itself, okay? And it is a message, it's an announcement only thing that the Dragon Con folks use that run the con, and they only send out like an announcement like once or twice a year. I don't even know if they're still actually using it. Actually, I haven't gotten any announcements from in the past year.
They send out like
two a year maybe. I got two, and it was the day before the convention started. It may have even been Thursday.
The group that I moderate is called Dragon Con, just Dragon Con. So if you go to Yahoo Groups and you go to this search engine on the Yahoo Group thing and you put in Dragon Con, you'll find us.
How I started. There was Dragon Con Atlanta.
Right.
And I said, I wonder if anyone has just
Dragon Con. Yeah, Jared actually started the group, and he just kind of, you know, he made me the mod, so, you know, because, like, I'm a sucker or something, I don't know.
Hey, if you want a word, I'll put you a word.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Are you done? Else?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you still talking?
I can still be talking.
You can talk a little bit more if you want to.
I can make stuff up.
You know. Shall I tell them about my group?
Sure.
Okay. I have the MSN group. It's called Dragon Con Rocks. So if you go to like the MSN groups page, just type in Dragon Con and search for it, and you'll find that. I started it 2 years ago because I didn't know that there was any other Dragon Con groups out there at the time, because I hadn't found the Yahoo group. I think I found the Yahoo group 2 or 3 days after I started mine. Oops. But I searched around. I was searching everywhere trying to find stuff, and I had another MSN group, and I was like, oh, maybe they'll have one, you know, for MSN. But they didn't, so I just started it.
There's also a Dragon.
It's not as active as these two. I have less than 100 members. The message board is a little bit different. It's not one of those keep going and going and going boards. You know, it's like a messages.
Yeah, it's a different
general
format.
Off-topic, costuming, gaming, whatever. So, and you click on the one that you want to talk about, so you don't have to read everything else if you don't want to. And I've got photo albums. If you're a member of the group, you can post your own photos in there and all that stuff. And then I put some other content, like other links. I have a link to the Yahoo group. Not the LiveJournal group, though. I don't know why.
You suck.
I do. Sorry. And other friends' pages, other places that have posted pictures, the hotel links page, because every year people start screaming about, you know, January or February, I don't want to stay at the main hotels, that's too expensive. So I made a page of all the hotels that they usually have with the phone numbers and web pages and all that stuff. And to look at any of it, you don't have to be a member. You can just click on it, look at whatever you want to. So you're under no obligation if you need, you know, hotel information or whatever. Yeah. And we do get the same kind of messages, though.
We even have some of the same members. I mean, like the Yahoo group, we were getting, I'm going to hazard a guess here, but I'd say we were getting probably 60 or 70 posts a day on that board, like for 2 weeks before Dragon Con started.
It's much more active.
It gets real active like for the 2 months, like the 2 months before Dragon Con, especially the month before Dragon Con, and then the month after Dragon Con, it's really active because a lot of people are posting stuff about, oh, did you see this? Did you see that? Oh, here, I've put all these pictures up over here, and you know, and that kind of thing. So we see a lot of posts at those times. And one thing she's talking about too, her group being smaller. And I run some other groups too, okay? There's what I call the critical mass point on any online group. And the critical mass point is when you reach the point where you have enough members that you get regular posting, okay? And it just depends on the group what the critical mass number is. I think for most groups I've run, I found that the critical mass number, whether I was on Yahoo or MSN groups, I have both, was about 175 people.
How many postings do you think? Does it need to be someone posting at least 2 or 3 times a day?
No, I think, to me, what I call critical mass, because like my Ladies with Tool Belts group, okay? And right now, since I've moved it to a different site from Yahoo, has not yet reached critical mass on the other site. And what I consider to be critical mass regular postings is that you're getting at least 20 posts a week, you know? So you're, you know, now once you get to a certain point, when you get things like, and I've seen some groups that were just huge, where you get like hundreds of posts in a week because you have like thousands of members. I don't run any groups like that, so, you know, but to me, you know, I felt my groups were really successful if I was getting at least 20 posts a week, you know.
Well, I don't think we get that much traffic. We do okay, though. I mean, we were pretty good about our, even on our off season, despite having, you know, like even 100 members then, we actually were as busy, if not busier, than the big Dragon Con community.
Yeah, well, the Yahoo groups gets posted year-round. I mean, there's always, you have a certain group of people that post all the time, you know, and we get posts all the time on ours, so. And I know you do get posts on yours, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I post on the Yahoo group. I post on the LiveJournal group.
Yeah, I post
and
on...
And I post on my own group.
Well, see, I'm on the Yahoo group. I'm a member of her MSN group. I don't belong to the LiveJournal group, but I do belong to a Dragon Con group on Orkut.
Orkut. Okay, what's that?
You have to be invited to Orkut. I'll send you one. It's run by Google. okay? And it's actually, I think, still considered to be in beta. The Orchid, the DragonCon Orchid group only has about 30 members, so it's not an active, real active panel at all.
Is this Orchid like a flower, or how you spell that?
O-R-K-U-T. Orchid.
Oh, yeah, that's their...
Orchid. Yeah, it's
networking
a Google.
Thing,
it's on my Google.
Right?
Huh?
That networking, it's a networking
it's
thing.
It's a networking thing.
I have one because you sent me.
Yeah, I sent you an
invite.
I haven't
looked at it since
what
then.
Respect, like, it's almost like secret.
I'll send you an invite to you have to be in, you have to, somebody who's already a member of Orchid has to send you an invite to it.
Yeah. I think I went to my initiation last night at a Klingon, no, not a Klingon parties, but Klingons was there. Never mind.
We won't go there.
So what do you guys think
still
want to
meet him, okay?
Black Sabbath.
New groups popping up. Is it diluting?
Screw them.
Well, we actually had a
thing.
There's
more groups, and then there's going to be a lot of really small groups.
Let me just tell you.
They don't have anything in common, and a lot of people don't like to share with the other groups, you know?
It kind of depends on the attitude of the groups. On Yahoo groups, I mean, we just, as a general rule, we expect a certain amount of civility from people that post there, okay? And we had a couple of people that joined and just seemed to think that our board was just there for their flaming enjoyment, okay? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people on the board started complaining to them about this, about, you know, hey, look, you need to be civilized and blah, 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 blah. So these people went off and they said we were censoring them, okay? Nobody censored them, nobody banned them or anything like that. They're still, in fact, members of our group, okay? So they went off and started their other group, okay? Because we were the group that censors people. You know, there are trolls, and
trolls,
what can I say?
Trolls are fun. There's
you can have fun with trolls sometimes.
No, there's a big thing just in the last week or so on both of the LiveJournal boards. There's a, for those of you on LiveJournal, you undoubtedly saw DJ Dabnut, something like that. I can't remember his name, but he's very big on self-promotion. He's always talking about his...
That.
Yeah, he's... And, you know, I'm sure the guy's great. He's performing tonight. I don't know. I don't know anything about the guy. But he's always talking about, you know, what he DJs, and he was planning to go to Dragon Con. And so I guess it was all finally squared away. And so he made these huge posts. I mean, as far as LiveJournal goes, it was way too big for anything. You should have it behind a cut screen. It was about 2 screen lengths long.
Oh, God.
Just a bunch of these stupid graphics spinning around saying, hey, DJ presents. Yeah, and so, exactly. And so people started flaming him immediately, saying, don't you read the goddamn rules? And just, you know, screaming at him. And eventually, you know, it got deleted. Although one person did try to defend him and says, well, why can't you just, you know, let him do whatever the hell he wants? It's, you know, board for everyone. You're censoring
him. It's rude.
You know, there are community guidelines, and you got to stick
with
those.
There's internet etiquette, you know?
Yeah, and it's, you know, he obviously ignored that, and they got deleted on both boards, and he later, you know, sent an apology to everyone, and then some of the, like, really, the bigger flamers, they started flaming, well, you still shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
You start yelling at them some more.
Now, we could have, like, leading up to Dragon Con.
Big graphics and stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not right.
You
can't
actually do that on Yahoo. You can't post. You can't.
No, you can't post
graphics and messages.
Like, on my board, you can create your little thing, and if I don't want to look at it, I don't have to click on it. So it's a completely different situation.
Well, see, on the Yahoo board, you can't post graphics on the message board itself.
Right.
Okay, so we don't have that problem. But we did have, like, the week leading up to Dragon Con, we had one of the game companies, and I can't tell you who it was, they are a member of our board, and they posted, which was okay with me and okay with everybody else, but they posted, hey, we've got a couple of new games we're doing demos of. Here's what time and where. You can find us, okay? You know, that's fine. Steve Austin, who does Austin Leatherworks, is a member of our board, you know. And he'll post, if he's going to be at a convention somewhere, he'll post and say he's going to be at a convention. That's fine. Warren Ellis is a member of our board, and he posted his schedule on our board. You know, that's not a problem. But, yeah, we see, because you can't post graphics directly on that message board, so people can't do that. The only thing that I see as a problem on Yahoo is, like, I get it as a daily digest, is we have quite a few people on our board that do not understand the concept of cut and paste.
Yeah, amen.
You know? So, right, you know, if they don't understand, like, you know, like, cut, you know, okay, you get the daily digest, and it's 12K, okay, and you reply to it, and it's going to stick that whole 12K of all of that on the bottom of your three-line post, you know? Right-click on your mouse and use the clear all function before you do that, you know? Or cut out the little bit you're answering to or something and do that, you know? But we do have some people that just don't seem to quite get the concept of cut and paste, you know?
Out of curiosity, you just said you have Warren Ellis and...
Warren Ellis posted our
book. Do you have any other celebrities on yours? Or people who might be considered celebrities on your board? We've got Voltaire. That's like our big coup.
Oh, yeah, Voltaire's pretty cool.
He doesn't post, but we got him.
I'm trying to think who else. There are some others
that
post on our board.
Yeah, why are y'all here? Voltaire's singing. There's like a Babylon 5 panel. The robot battles are going on.
Why are we here? Because...
You llamas!
Because you thought it was a good idea to have this on
yes.
the track.
No,
people
this is my
here.
Idea.
Everybody else sucks. So
no, we're not
we
cool because
the
they don't
coolest.
Have the air conditioning on, okay?
I'm cool. Look at my hair, damn, I'm cool.
Nice water. Where's the cow? I
thought
I heard one.
Move!
Yeah.
Not at the Dragon Con, or not at the Hyatt restaurants.
No, I suppose one of the reasons why I got on the Dragon Con list, and what, I mean, you see these people, Empress and several of them. You just want to keep in touch with them, know how they're doing, what other cons
yeah.
they're going to this week, and hook up with them and share a meal or something with them. And I've been chatting with this young lady.
It's also a really good way for people that
times,
yeah
too.
You did
we
talk
get
to my
we
mom.
Do get like right before the con we'll get people who join our boards. It's the first time they've ever come to Dragon Con.
Yeah.
Now what's really nice is if you join up on one of the boards, you've actually got a few friends when you come to Dragon Con.
You see.
You know,
I didn't hit the panels because
so
well,
you've got,
done,
you
so.
Know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing for newbies, you know, and also, you know, we're quite willing to pass out all kinds of information to you, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, is there food and where can we get this or where can we get that or, you know, because we had a big discussion on our board about restaurants that were within a 2-block radius, you know.
Yeah, also information about parking.
Parking,
that
yeah, we passed
out
a lot of information
parking's
about parking
big.
Was important. Yeah,
that's one of the biggest draws to all three of our groups.
Is
tell me about parking.
Is that you can join one of these groups, ask a question, and get an answer.
Yeah,
may not always be the right answer, or you might get 22 different
answers depending on the question.
Depending on the question, but you know, like the advice column, advice about costuming. God, how many times have I posted some dumb question about my costume or makeup?
You're the queen of posting about costumes,
I know
okay?
I am. Look, do you like my costume?
But yeah, we get people that'll post. They'll say, "Oh, I'm looking. I'm looking for this thing for my costume." And there's usually 5 or 6 people that can say, "Well, here's where you can get that." You know, so it's a good way to find those.
Any
things.
Kind of information, and then you can find people that live around you.
Yeah.
You know, we've got several people from Michigan and South Carolina, North Carolina, and they're like, "I didn't know that you live 20 minutes away from me."
No, I
we
actually went
hello,
along.
Come on in, it's safe. Come on.
Now, one of my roommates this year is actually someone I'd never met before. Just I talked to her for about a year since last year in Dragon Con, and so you know, her and her boyfriend are staying with me and my girlfriend now, and she's one of the coolest people I've ever met. And she also did a costume at my request, so it's even like bonus. Dazzler. Woo.
Where's your Klingon gear at? That was good. Or your SCA stuff. I've seen you in that.
What you need is a good X-Men costume.
Nothing goes with hot cons. It's like armor. I mean,
there's nothing like sweating your ass off in your armor. Yeah, I guess that's a good point. Good point. Good point.
See, I don't know enough about X-Men to like know which one I could pick.
Well, so come to my board. We'll teach you
like
good.
That.
Bishop, that's about
start
it.
Easy ones. Like, you know, don't go with the X-Men right off because there's like all these little details. Like, my costume this year involved a bathrobe and, like, boxers.
Yeah,
he was
Big Lebowski.
He was the dude.
I
got a lab coat, and I just walked around that.
Yeah.
She's got on a sticker that says, "Hello, my name is Mystique."
That's my costume.
Oh, okay. You're funny, huh? I heard you did Mystique. And
she did.
I did. For, like, an hour.
She was itching a lot.
The
I saw her.
Was, I had technical difficulties
with her blue
with
body
mom.
Pant. It was flaking off and itchy.
Who does Farscape? I talked with her yesterday. That's why she put the show.
Because
yeah.
of the
paint?
Body paint, yeah.
She was allergic to breaking out. And
which
The blue girl.
The blue chick.
Without the makeup, she's tall, blonde, and very pretty. You should know who she is.
Yeah. She was in Mad Max. She was the chick in Mad Max.
Oh, I know who she is.
Oh, I didn't know she was in Mad Max.
Yeah, she was.
I didn't realize that.
Well, no, no she was in the. No, that's right, Mad Max. Yeah, I get that in the real world. We're confused.
Oh, she's very nice. She actually, and I don't know, she was talking about doing a meditation workshop here, and I don't know if she did. She do it?
Well, that's her thing, though.
She didn't do it, though. She didn't do it.
She had talked about doing it.
She had talked about doing it, but then it's not on the schedule or anything. That would have been cool.
Yeah, man. And there's also other things, too. Like, we have a whole bunch of people that post on our board that are drummers. Okay, and there's a discussion that goes on right before DragonCon about I mean and I don't understand it right, but they all talk about all these drums they're bringing, you know, because we have this one guy who posts as a cat rat or rat boy. Man, he comes with like a bloody, you know, dolly and a couple of trunks full of stuff. You know, I saw him; he's got drum stands and things he brings with him. It's amazing he hauls all that stuff. You know,
that's really cool, though. This way, people who don't have their own drums can show up and just borrow.
Right, because he, you know, yeah.
I've done that in the past.
Yeah, and
we've had
people ask questions about, you know, and somebody like that will say, hey, well, here's where you can online and order your stuff, order you something.
Sparrow sells a small one, but I mean, a good drum like a djembe is going to cost you $300.
Don't get the djembe, get the djembe for $60, or better yet, you can get some of these cheaper drums that can make a joyous noise. And they don't have to be expensive.
Get yourself a Folgers coffee can.
Well, what they were doing last year is they were selling the...
Hello!
Holy moly. Yeah. There were several of those water things. They make a beautiful sound if you play them properly. So, yeah. Too bad they can't have like a drumming panel. So, you want to have fun.
It's actually an excellent
suggest
idea.
Suggest it to somebody. Suggest a drumming panel.
You got more people than this.
Suggest a drum. Yeah, I got more people than this in my panel I did yesterday on the robotics track.
So does anybody have any questions? Comments?
Good drama story here.
Oh, I can give you a good drama story. Actually, not a good drama story, but just a fun post that we had. During the off-season of the con, which is basically what I consider 2 months before, everything that's 2 months before Dragon Con and 1 month after, basically 9 months out of the year, that's more or less the off-season. We to keep the community active, which is what one of the things I've started my community for, you know, just keep people talking about it all year round. Don't, you know, tell me what's going on in Atlanta. I don't care. One of the posts was, you know, what really bad experiences have you had at DragonCon? You know, or like what bad celebrity experiences? And man, they came out of the woodwork. Number one on the list, at least from last year, James Marsters.
Oh, David Carradine on our list was David Carradine.
We got a lot of,
on our list for that.
I've got a lot of the Dawn contestants on my board since, you know, I've been involved in that the last couple of years. And, yeah, man, he made everyone's life a nightmare that night.
James Marsters?
Absolutely. It wasn't him as much as it was, in all his defense, it was his security that they were just completely...
Oh, yeah, a lot of
his and because of that, really, you know, it's, well, it was up to him to, you know, control them at some point, and he didn't, so...
Okay.
Like at the Dawn contest, they made threats. It's like, look, if you so much as look at him wrong, you're going to get kicked out of the con.
You gotta be kidding.
No, trust me, that Dawn contest, those girls are under a lot of stress at that time. Yeah. These guys just basically killed the contest that year. James Spike from Buffy. He had last year, it was, he had Ghost in the Robot, his band.
He has some handlers that are a little obnoxious and known obnoxious for many years.
He was, because trust me, tons of people loved him, but he said he wasn't going to come back anymore. Well, maybe he wasn't invited, I don't know, but he said he wouldn't. He didn't expect to do any cons in 2004, so.
Yeah. I think he did one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast.
And talking about, like, Dawn contestants, because he's not here, I'm going to talk about him. And you ladies, you may have seen this fellow last night dressed up as Conan.
Okay? Oh, Gorpig.
Yeah, Conan post on our board. Gorpig, he's also known as Gorpig, and every year before Dragon Con, we have to listen to him whine and moan about how flabby he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you
I
see
am
the
not
biggest,
kidding
beefiest,
you.
Muscly guy at the whole convention, that's who we are talking about.
Yeah, trust me.
And whines and moans every year about.
I'm so fan.
He is physically, so he's a real nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
We were real disappointed though that the other two guys didn't come with him this year. We missed the Beefcake Patrol.
The Beefcake Patrol.
The three of them.
There were three of them.
When they were doing the Terminators
last year.
I remember that, putting women on their shoulders.
But the Beefcake Patrol.
You talk about a bad celebrity. Okay. My pet celebrity who I despised last year had a beer with some friends of mine this year. So I'm gonna have to take back all those remarks I made about him being a rectal sucking leech. And just
is that capitalized?
Sing praises about him.
I think so, and hyphenated.
Did you actually meet him?
Who is it? I'm curious.
And talk to
him? It was David Carradine. No, I haven't met him and talked to him. But I saw him diss some friends of mine. I'm like, no, you don't do that.
Yeah, he gave my girlfriend a nasty look the other day. So
I meant this year.
I think maybe he's kind of mellowed out this year. He's here this year with Chick Corea.
I heard that he mellowed out since last year.
Because
we were like,
why,
if he had such a miserable time last year and was such a jerk to everybody last year, why did he come back?
You know who's been surprisingly cool this year, if you haven't seen her yet? Margot Kidder. This is the first con she's ever done, I believe, and she's just loving it. She's just having a blast.
Margot Kidder, she used to be like famous from Superman.
Yeah, she was Lois Lane, and she's also famous for being a nut job, basically. I mean, I don't want to say that out, but she had some. She needed some medication.
Yeah, I remember about that. You're like wandering down the street somewhere.
She's
with her teeth out.
Yeah, she's like I said. She's loving it. She's having a blast, like looking at all the costumes, and she's just having a great time. So if you haven't met her yet, if she's still here, I'm not sure about that.
I think she is still here.
I think so.
Go. Space case. She's met her people.
She's come home to roost.
Well, the joke that we were talking about was, and just like, you know, like, hey, you know, think how much fun she'll be if she doesn't have her medication with her this year. Yeah, I know.
Don't forget, we're recording this for posterity's sake.
Okay.
You're going to be on the internet after this.
Oh, God.
So, all of your
comments
will be available to Miss Margo Kidder.
Okay, hey, you know, you've got nothing to lose now. You might as well let
it go. I just praised her.
She could have come and found it herself anyway.
Okay, let me ask you something. Is there anything you guys find, like, unique at Dragon
Con that
you just don't find anywhere else? I mean, other than the size of it.
The general lack
of...
Well, you know something, and this is something I've talked about. There's a cosplay.com has some of their photographers here, and I've talked to one of them a couple times. He's grabbed me when I had my costumes on, and he said for himself, and it's something that a lot of people said, this con probably has the best costumes in the country. I mean, hands down, it's not just one type. It's not just anime ones. It's not just Star Trek. It's not just Stormtroopers, but on top of that, the quality of them is excellent, and you can just stand in one spot and see tons and tons go by. You don't have to hunt down anyone to see a good costume.
It'll just
walk in front of you.
I've been to other conventions where the costumes that were in their costume contest, okay, like our masquerade here, wouldn't even ranked for the hall costume contest at Dragon Con.
Just the LARPers with the ears.
Exactly.
LARPers. But it wouldn't have come close to the quality that you see here.
But people take it
like
very
pain down
seriously.
There. That's fantastic. That sword I saw. I mean, first time I saw you, I'm like, wow, that's incredible.
Well, let's make her stand up. Yeah,
stand
up.
The room.
Come, fashion show. Come.
Sorry, you're
the only one in costume here. You know, the rest of us are just dressed up.
I was earlier, but you missed it.
We look like regular
Sarah.
Geeks, you know.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
So what else are we going to talk about?
There's another
entirely different type of organization.
Talking about dealing with any problems. We pretty much did that, didn't we?
Yeah, we talked about the trolls.
We'll see if they ask us any questions.
And there are these people called, like, Celts.
Oh, I asked
them. They're, like, doing this pinkish thing. And a whole group of them had their hair lined. And it was all sticking out, you know, like looking, well, sort of similar to yours.
Well,
it rained all weekend.
No, just from Wednesday to Saturday.
Cow.
But you see, even talking about weather, this kind of is not going to be the weather.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you want to just come on up here and be part of the panel, too?
We've got more than enough mics.
Why doesn't everyone just come on
everybody
up?
Everybody sit up here.
Come on, this
we'll
is
all be, we'll all be
we'll
here.
We'll all be involved.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see.
So, does anybody have any other questions about our dorky groups?
Our dorky groups.
I love my group. It's my bad. I check it every single day. I add stuff to it all the time.
I'm curious, how many of your Yahoo groups did you migrate from eGroups or one of the earlier iterations?
My Yahoo, the oldest Yahoo group I have actually started out when it was still Yahoo Clubs. It was never an eGroup.
Okay.
Ours
actually migrated from
Dragon Con Atlanta migrated from eGroups.
And Dragon Con migrated from eGroups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of mine actually migrated from E groups and migrated to E groups from the earlier.
Yeah, it was something
I can't even remember
that.
The name of.
I don't even know if it's still around now. The one group was called the Rogues, and I used to be part of this little group called the Rogue Society way back in the day, and that was on a one list. Then
one list. That's
what,
that
and
was
I used to do
yes.
one list.
A number.
Group.
I remember one list now. Yeah, I had I was in a couple groups on one list. I've forgotten about that.
So I used to like write fandom. I don't even know if it's still around. It was like fandom at onelist.com.
As we all age ourselves.
Because I remember back when, even before the internet, you're talking about like Yahoo groups and such.
Age myself. I started out on the BBS system.
Even before BBSs, okay? I used to go to cons.
Back we had to chisel it on a
rock
something
and throw
close.
It across the fence
something,
to somebody
something,
else.
Something friggin' close. But when I first started getting to science fiction like conventions and such, I used to take pictures and I used to meet these people. Because these are like freaks I don't meet at home. And these like people do costuming. They're getting to different LARPs, different role playing groups. Because I mean, it's like people play D&D a certain way, but some guy or some young lady would do something like totally freaky in the game. Like, wow, that's a trick I need to bring back home. Or these people meet every friggin' second Tuesday of the month in this city, and they wear costumes and they do freaky deek stuff at a restaurant. And why can't we do this at home? Now, the way I used to contact these people was I would like, what's your name? What's your address? You don't mind if I like write you? And I would like send these people like Christmas cards, and I would try to keep in contact with them that way. Now, I'm gonna have to tell you, people are very reluctant to take a pen and paper and like write you a letter back, but they always remembered me at the next cons and stuff. We're talking about things like the Atlanta Fantasy Fair, the Magnum Opus Con, Stellar Con. They used to have a convention called Rovacon up in Virginia. And when the internet came about, when you start getting involved with like e-lists such as this, it makes that process all the more easier, because there you have people who are more than willing to like share their interests with you. In my case, approaching women
who I think it's easier too if somebody gives you can give somebody your email address. And this doesn't tell them where you live.
Okay, true.
You know, because you might be giving your address out to a nutcase, and you never know.
Okay, thank you, nutcase. That sort of segues when I was about to talk about with women. Because some guy asks you for your address, you're like, why does this freak want my address? Is he going to stalk me? Am I going to come home and find him in my fridge? Or what? So it's like, okay. But, you know, when you get him something like
I think
E-list
you come home and you find him, and then you have to, like, you like kill him, and then you put him in the fridge.
Fresh meat. But
yeah,
anyway,
fresh meat, right.
When you have something like an e-list, and you're like, people are more than willing to like share information about what they like. Cause like, okay, you're home from work, okay? You got your bills semi-paid. What do you do for fun? What makes your day interesting when you're like off the clock? You don't have to like fight traffic. Like, God, I got to deliver these damn whatever like metal pieces that I have to deliver, or you are. Like some other friends I know who have to do whatever they do. I had some friends who are attorneys and whatnot, and they just can't wait for the end of the day for them to go home and do whatever. So I ask people, like, do you like, I'm in the SCA, I play like Klingons, and there's, you know, other, I'm in this group, we call ourselves the Silist, and we get together at this place called, the UFO, which is a little tavern.
So do you think it's easier now to get in touch with people, especially because other people voluntarily join these groups?
Yes, in my view, because you're voluntarily saying, hey, look, Akbar, I understand you drum. I want to drum too, because like you guys were having a great time, but like all you guys were over there in your groove and whatnot, and I felt a little intimidated by approaching you to ask you questions. And it's not just drumming, but that's just been my experience, but those of you who costume, I mean, I can look at a young lady and I can admire her costume, but I don't want to sound like, you know, the average, you know, guy.
Hey, baby, love your costume.
I mean,
yeah, I get a lot of that.
This is where I have to ask, like, okay, what gave you the idea for this, other than the fact that it's sexy? I mean, something had to say, well, if I wear this, and if I spend the time sweating my little, you know, tail end off in front of a sewing machine, then I have to get my makeup right, you know. What was the process that, like, influenced you to do the costume? And I'll be honest with you, ask guys the same thing. But when you're a man asking a woman this, particularly if she's a very attractive woman, I'm trying my best not to sound like a pickup line. Yes, I think of stuff, but at 42 years of age, you're like, you know, this kid is 20 years old, young enough to be my kid. But, I don't want to sound like I'm intimidating people. Right. So when you get online, it's easier to ask.
Right, and something else, too, about being online with these groups, like the group that I'm in the past, since DragonCon last year, okay, we've had, I believe, two marriages, one baby, and a lady that's pregnant at DragonCon now that's on the group.
Was that baby DragonCon mate?
No, that wouldn't work out because she's pregnant now. Now, oh, okay. No, the one that was born during the year might have been.
That's the one I was asking about. If she's pregnant now, you know, I mean, she kept her legs crossed a lot.
We'll have to ask.
All right.
I don't know.
Wasn't there a baby shower today?
Yeah.
There was, yeah.
They did have the baby shower. They did have a baby shower today.
I didn't go. Did you go? Oh, no, you couldn't go.
Well, to any future plans for your guys' lists? Anything you're going to make a new community or as is? Anything like that?
You know, for a while, I thought about it.
No, I had no plans to start any new groups.
Is there a DragonCon drummers list?
No.
Okay, I thought about starting one.
The one I keep seeing a lot of requests for, and I know it would just degenerate into something god-awful, but someone has made, actually a couple people have requested, like, adult-only DragonCon lists.
What?
Well, I have a feeling it would just be people who try to turn into like a hookup community or like, hey, you know, okay, check out my rack kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I don't understand the point of that. What would it be? Well, that's only.
Well, it'd be what only?
Yeah, no, they definitely have. And
what was your question, Melody? I didn't quite understand you.
What?
You say it would be what only?
I said, what would be the point?
Oh, of an adult.
Oh, the point.
Well, there are some legitimate, I mean.
There are some.
Some, you know, the, like a lot of DragonCon has a lot of the fetish
yeah,
little subgroups, and some of those people would like to, you know, share their little experiences, I guess, at DragonCon, and that's not real appropriate for the younger kids who are here.
Okay.
Right. And okay. It's not necessarily, you know.
I would like for kids to be able to look at my page.
Yeah.
So. Okay. I mean,
yeah,
just things like costuming,
we do have people underage that do
maybe some risque costuming for like
group,
an adults
so.
Only list.
Exactly.
Okay, I can understand that too.
I mean, that's what I think was initially proposed, but I know for just unless it was really really closely moderated, it would devolve into something a little less desirable. So.
I mean, there's already like conventions for that sort of thing, but
Phantasm.
Well, Phantasm.
Yeah, in its last year.
Really?
That's true. Yeah.
Well, be that as it may,
reach critical mass
and implode.
But special, okay, like
anybody, Judy, if you have any questions that you'd like to ask us, I mean, pose away.
I'm curious about where it's going. I mean, we evolved from one list to groups, Yahoo groups. Well, actually, I guess it was internet. It was news groups before that. And now LiveJournal is really, I mean, it's much larger than Yahoo Groups is. You almost want to get in front of it and find out what is next, because blogging won't be forever.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, it's
going
to evolve into something else.
I personally don't read blogs,
yeah.
Okay? When the blogging thing first started, I actually did go, you know, people say, oh, you should check this out, you know? And I mean, there's just so much I can read about somebody whining about their life, you know.
Well, it's
I cut my toenails today. You know, I mean, I just.
The worst of it
it's
is Dear Diary.
I hadn't heard that. That's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good one.
I haven't heard that. Talking about your computer viruses. But anyway, how many of you ever heard of a program called Pal Talk? To ask like where this can go next. The reason why I mentioned Pal Talk is it's an online service that allows you to use your video camera to actually, you can actually see people and you can speak with them via voice and also text.
No offense, I don't want to look at a lot of people at DragonCon if I don't have to, so.
Okay, so I understand.
Some people look better in costume.
Oh, no, it's basically, it's basically an online video chat.
Oh, because
there's lots of that. You can do that with Yahoo Messenger. You can do that with Yahoo Messenger. You can do video chat.
Yeah, but you can't do video chat with
Yahoo
Messenger.
Yeah.
Okay, because I hate Yahoo Messenger with the passion when it comes to like chatting.
Well, now you can do it with MSN.
Right.
But is that sort of thing being done
with
something like what we have here, where like you have some DragonCon fans or what have you getting together and actually speaking in that fashion?
I think a lot of people like some of the, and that's why LiveJournal and the posting groups work so well and email works. Is because you don't have
you have some intimacy, but you have a level of privacy.
Yeah.
And with a video camera, I mean, I love chatting with people on Instant Messenger all the time, but I don't turn the camera on.
Well, see, to
I
me,
mean,
it's the same
yeah,
with,
I
that, with
that,
that, with like the video thing on internet. It's like the thing back in the 70s with the video phones,
yeah.
Okay? Do you really want somebody to see you sitting there in your, like, bag lady clothes,
the only
you know, with no makeup at 2 a.m.?
For adult purposes.
Yeah,
that's
be honest.
The only reason people are going to use
it. I've used it for different things other than that.
Well, some people have found a business need for them. And sometimes if you've met somebody and you want, or you, like I have a reunion with a camp I worked at, and a bunch of them were getting together in California, and I couldn't be there, so I said, well, set up a video camera and I can see everybody. I haven't seen them in 20 years.
Right. That's
you know, that's the very sort of thing I had in mind when you mentioned that.
You're
going to
see them next year. They don't change that much.
Like
right.
What they're doing with the troops over in Iraq as well. And
they do that,
the
right, so
yeah.
They can see their family and stuff. See, that's a good use of that technology.
We could do a monthly online chat with video cameras if we wanted to.
Right.
Or just online chat. It's less intrusive.
Online chat would be cool.
Huh?
Online chat would be cool. I'm all for that
idea.
Yeah,
we've done that
yes.
with some of the scanner groups I belong to, like every Tuesday.
I think actually we've had, because there actually is a chat room
yeah,
for Yahoo
chat
group,
function.
And I think there's a couple of times
group.
That we have actually tried
we've,
to do that.
We've tried that on MSN as well. And
how well did that work?
What amazes is you don't
has
get
it,
like...
There might be two people.
Right.
Yeah,
that's the thing, is you don't get very many
yeah.
people that show up for the chat
what
online.
What you have to do...
What you have to do is you have to schedule a chat for... the third Tuesday of the month,
and
you have to do it, and you have to do it every month, okay, because I did this on another group. You have to do it every month, and it takes a good 6 to 8 months to reach the point where you have at least 20 people show up for the chat every time.
You need a topic, too.
You need
it.
A topic helps. A topic helps. Yeah. It does help if you have a topic. But that's just a really hard one to get. A lot of people to show up for an online chat. I know when I did it before, I mean, I had to send out like email notices to the group like 2 hours before the chat was going to start, because you know what would happen is you'd have the chat the next day, you know, 50 people would post, oh, I forgot about it, you know. So
I mean, it does take work. It takes someone to spearhead it and say, okay, I'm going to create a list of everybody and ask for people who are interested in it. Keep a list of their emails, their online IDs, and stuff like that, and then actually do the notifications.
Cool.
It takes some work.
It does take some work and some time to do.
Yeah,
it does.
To be successful, even slightly, you have to do so much.
And we're all quite busy. So.
Yeah, it's not like my entire life revolves around Dragon Con and my webpage.
Now, is there a way that doesn't take quite so much work that people would gravitate towards? Probably not.
I really can't think of a way to do that. I mean, one reason I haven't done any like online chats like that on groups I'm on is because I simply just do not have time to devote to that
month,
on a regular basis.
If instead of once a month, we have a semi-annual or every 6 months, you know, you have Christmas in July, kind of like a Dragon Con Christmas. Where we set aside a day that anyone who lives in Atlanta would come hang out or whatever, and we have a big off-season Dragon Con. Yeah.
That's called a staff meeting, and they do those 3 times a year.
Didn't you do a picnic?
Talk about self-masturbation. You need to go to those staff meetings.
That was a picnic that they did.
I'm on staff, so.
They're annoying.
That was a Dragon Con picnic that they had in Stone Mountain.
A Dragon Con picnic?
Yeah, from the Dragon Con Yahoo group. They had a picnic in Stone Mountain.
Oh, well, yeah, see, I tried to host a thing at my house. Yeah, you're right. No, it wasn't at Stone Mountain. It was my house. It was my house close to Stone Mountain. And
okay,
I had a bunch of people tell me they were going to show up. I had 3 people showed up.
Wow.
Okay? So me and, like, a couple of friends, we had to, like, eat barbecue for about 4 days to get rid of it.
what you would have to do is you would have to tap into Dragon Con and have them on their reminder cards that they send out in November. Either do
Well, see, what I did was I just posted it on the board that I was going to have this picnic at my house, right? And I had loads of people say, oh, yeah, I'll be coming. Oh, yeah, I'll be coming. Oh, yeah, I'll be coming. You know, so I had food for, like, about 50 people. I had 3 people show up, you know? So it's like...
Yeah. You know, but that's hard to get people. I mean, just not Dragon Con related, but just something similar, a Renaissance Festival. I, you know, try to get people to come.
at, you know, 2 hours after the thing ended, I had, you know, a couple dozen people say, yeah, I'll be there, and I think I had five. So even at that short term, you can't get people to come. That's just one of those things that it's always hard to grab people. Then again, that's the same types of people.
What if we had free beer?
You know what? You'd get... That'd work.
Free beer.
Actually, I had free beer, and it didn't work somehow.
I have, you know, hundreds of gallons of wine in my house.
Do you know? We need to talk.
Hey, look,
I don't drink it, but I know a lot of people who will.
Yeah. Well, come by the console. We've got a case of...
Thank you. I will, as soon as I leave here.
Ooh. Hi.
My partner, Mark, he's... he'll be wearing the goth makeup and sitting in the smoking side. Holding court. Tall, skinny guy.
What? Mark?
Well, his okay. Badge says Mark.
Okay, you can work that out with him later. We're going to kind of wind this up. Yeah. It's about time. We appreciate those of you who did show up. Thank you very much. Find us online, DragonCon Yahoo Groups.
The Live Journal.
Live Journal and
MSN. But we do have a couple of new projects.
You got at least another 45 minutes. This is an hour and a half.
Well, oh, I thought it was only an hour.
No, you got 45 minutes.
All right, everyone. The cow is going to dance for the next 45 minutes, so you have to watch it, or you can all leave.
Why don't we continue it at the bar?
What an excellent idea. Yeah.
All right. See, that's why the man is a genius and founded a group.
Before we do that, I think Rabbit Child needs to tell you about the new site that she and some other people are working on. It's in beta right now. Sci-Fi Rocks.
SciFiRocks.com. Right now, we have a few articles that gets pulled from somewhere. We have a message board. We're going to have photo galleries. And it's just going to be an expansion because Dragon Con is so specific that we were thinking, oh, maybe we can get something that we can talk about other stuff all year long. And we are asking everybody to contribute to it. If you have a movie review, book review, whatever, just because there are other kinds of web pages, sci-fi web pages, those online magazine type things or whatever, that people have a lot to say about stuff, but they have not a whole lot of places to put it except on message boards. So we were just like, well, okay, if you want to write an article, write it up and send it to us and we can post it. Cool. So it's kind of a new thing. Okay. I don't know. SciFiRocks.com.
Is that all one word?
Yes, all one word.
And just for some shameless self-promotion, you can check out Jive Magazine sometime. I write for them as well. I write a lot of DragonCon articles for them. I will
Jive
be right.
JiveMagazine.com.
Were you the one?
Oh, okay. Well, if we're going for shameless self
promotion, you can find out why I am personally responsible for Anthony Michael Hall and George Romero pulling out. That was me.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
That was me.
Excuse me. We're going for shameless self promotion here. I do some web design. And the website I'm currently working on, which is in beta, will be out in about a month, out of beta. You can't access this now. The address is www.philipnutman.com. He is a horror writer. He did all the Evil Ernie comics and cool. Wet Works, and he's got a collection of stories coming out called Cities of Night that I don't know what the release date is on. I'm sorry, I should know that. But I'm doing Philip Nutman's website.
Cool. All right, class is missed.
Now that we've had deadly silence here, I think that's it.
Anyone wants to talk
again,
more?
If you missed anything, this will be on the website, EFGeorgia, EFGA.net, or .org, I can't remember which.
.org.
Yeah, .org. After the convention is over and after Scott has had enough time to recover.